at the IFAJ Congress. I am visiting with my sponsor, Pioneer. And Lynetta, first of all, why don't you tell me what you do for Pioneer?
Chuck, I am a media relations and communications consultant at Pioneer. My job is to work with media from all over the world and help them tell our story and their story and, in general, the story of agriculture.
This is a relatively new program, this master class, that essentially allows an opportunity for ag journalists in developing countries to come together here to get some professional improvement and maybe even some other types of skill development that they didn't have the ability to do, I guess, maybe otherwise. So first of all, thanks for Pioneer not only being a sponsor of my coverage here, but also of this master class. You participated in it. Tell me a little bit about what you see when you look at the program as it developed. What are your thoughts on it?
Well, first of all, on behalf of DuPont and Pioneer Hybrid, we're extremely proud to be a sponsor of the masterclass. We definitely recognize the important role that journalists play, especially in the agricultural space, and especially in countries where there may not be a free press or there may not be an infrastructure of tools and professional development opportunities to help promote the field of agriculture. Journalists. So just being here the past couple of days, it's been very exciting to see the engagement of agricultural journalists from different parts of the world. And it's been humbling to be able to have conversations with the journalists and are just, you know, just trying to take advantage of this opportunity to learn new skills, you know, connect with other people in this space. And they seem to be truly appreciative of the opportunity to be here and to convene. And it seems that they're going to take these tools back to their home countries and then hopefully keep in touch after this master class and continue to learn, continue to grow. And many are already looking forward to 2012.
Well, you had one of the sessions during on the program. Mm-hmm. I thought it was interesting that you staged a press conference. Mm-hmm. That, as I understand it, to kind of give them some real-world experience dealing with that maybe they haven't had to.
Exactly. So I was tasked with presenting on a particular case study, and I chose an example of one of our global collaborations that DuPont and Pioneer is behind, and it's to support the farmer. And so after that presentation, the group of journalists had the task of drilling me with questions having to deal with maybe a source who isn't answering the questions the way that they want or giving them difficult answers. And so the energy in the room was very high. I think after the news conference, if you will, there was an opportunity for us to discuss the different tactics that I used and that they used and then hopefully bring it all home. So it was definitely an opportunity to promote skills and Q&A and interviewing people.
So having met these folks from various countries, I mean, what do you think about how would you describe the group and the people that were there? Is this kind of what you expected, or was there surprises in there?
More than what I expected. This is truly and by far a dynamic group of people. These are people who are driven with the passion of uplifting the field of agriculture and also are charged with giving voice to farmers who may not have a voice in their communities. Coming from the U.S., we appreciate farmers, I would say so, but in other countries that may not be the case. I learned that in some countries, to be a farmer is not a glorified position. You know, it's more popular to go into the city, move out of the rural community and move into the city and find another profession. So these journalists have a very important task ahead of them in telling the story of agriculture and also telling the story of farmers who have such an important role to play in feeding the world.
Well, as you look at this now, maybe a little bit in retrospect, because the master class program is behind us, what do you think as far as the future and your thoughts? Not necessarily that we want a commitment from another sponsorship here. What I'm thinking of is just as a program, your thoughts in terms of IFAJ continuing to do this and having the initiative to do so.
I do hope that IFAJ continues with the program. Right now, you have a group of journalists that are engaged, that are ready to take their skills and their professional development opportunities back to their home countries. And the expectation, I think, has been set. Right. This is a great program. It's very useful. It's also one that listens to the feedback of the journalists, and I appreciate that. So we had a 2-day program, but at the end of that program, the questions were asked: how could we make this, you know, even more useful for you? How could it be more beneficial? And those notes were taken. We're having discussions already to see how the master class could continue to improve and hopefully become increasingly beneficial for those who are able to participate.
Well, I'm hoping to be in Sweden and do this all again, maybe. They promised us today with a presentation that we'll have a good time in Sweden, and I'm sure we will. Thank you very much, Lynetta, for speaking with me here at the IFAJ Congress. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.